You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whether you're laying in bed or sitting in the car, we are about to give you some information that might help you, whether it's in the drone business, in your personal life, or in business as a whole. The ideological perspectives found here could enlighten you. At least I hope that they do. Man, woman, young, old, geriatric, or millennial, we all have something to learn. That being said, I'm excited that you are here with us. Please leave us a review wherever you can. Ask a question, askadroneyou.com. But today's question, well, it's all about starting your business. Now, for some of you guys, you have to ask the question, does this really matter for just people starting a business? Or are business fundamentals something I should always be circling back to? Right? Our business can only scale based off of the systems that we utilize.
For sure.
So anyway, with that being said, makes me ask the question of, how is your business doing? What systems are in place for you to reach out? How are you exciting people? How are you engaging clients? What are you doing for outreach? Okay. How are you doing outreach? Anyway, let's get into today's question, which is brought to you by, well, we're talking about business and we're having a huge business course. It's actually about, 20-something hours long in person before the Drone U fly-in, actually here at Drone U headquarters in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The fly-in is in Santa Fe, but the business class is going to be at headquarters where the classes are locked down to those people who are genuinely interested in making their lives better through better business systems. More autonomy means better balance in life and also more efficiency as a whole. So check it out, droneuflyin.com.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Brian Mack, and I am a listener of Ask Drone U. I love the content that you all share. I am so thankful that you all are doing what you do. You cannot find this level of content anywhere. My question today is about starting a drone business. I have listened to numerous individuals ask this question in different ways, and I'm just going to get straight to it. How do you start your drone business? How did you find the logos? Did you build your own website? What advice would you have for an individual trying to start their own drone business? Where in the world did you come up with your drone contract? And just really focused in on a lot of the business aspects of how to really, there's a lot of nuanced details associated with the drone industry and starting your own drone business. And I'm just straightforward asking, how did you come up with those things? Thank you very much for your time.
Brian Mack, thank you for the question. AskDroneU.com if you have a question. Whew, boy. So I appreciate, Brian, that you got straight to it and you were very direct. And I can see that you are looking for some very specific help. And I think that is awesome. I'm just going to start off by saying we are never going to be able to go into the details that you're looking for on this podcast.
But there is an online business course that's free with membership, is it? Is it not?
Yes, and I don't even know. That's several hours of going very directly and detailed into what you're asking. Now, that said, Paul is imploring us to go even deeper from a granular standpoint of how to operate and start a business, or I should say start and operate a business. And so we're gonna work even harder on that. But there's plenty there right now, Brian, to get you going on that. So let's start there. If you're serious about the questions that you're asking on this podcast, which again, we appreciate very much, you're going to need to, even if you just spent $47 and you went in and dedicated yourself to a month of time in that class, I assure you, you're going to get the answers that you're looking for $47. Blows my mind. Makes me want to change that, but we're not going to. But let's dig into it a little bit while we've got you here. And, you know, I think that starting off, the key is, oh man, there's just so many keys. There's so much. I just want to say, that's the end of the podcast. Go to the business class, because there's so many things to think about. And, you know, you're asking about logos and website and so forth. Those are all very important. There are a lot of ways to solve for that. For example, let's talk logos. You can go to Fiverr, right? You can go to other virtual websites that have people that do that for you. Fiverr is going to be a very good way to do it, very inexpensively. There are other places similar to that. You say, look, this is who I want to be. This is what I want to represent. And you're probably going to be able to get a logo for $30 to $50. Is that accurate? Roughly, give or take?
Yeah, sure.
So,
well, yeah. Yes.
Now,
sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. And then if you're a DroneU member, this is something that I've seen a lot of people do. They post, hey, I got these three examples back from Fiverr, and which one do you like? And then our community will vote, and they'll say, man, that middle one is a no-brainer. And so 60% of the people or 70% of the people vote for that. And that's what the business owner ends up going with. So that's one of the many benefits of the DroneU community as well. But the point is, those kinds of things are very solvable. Website, same thing. You can use Squarespace. There's so many different versions of basically drag and create websites that are very user-friendly that I think most of the people within our community use. And again, you're going to be able to connect to things like Stripe or Square, PayPal. If that's your cup of tea, there are various ways that you can get paid that are super simple, right? So they all have the APIs that you need to connect to whatever website platform you're using. Again, that's all in the class, and we're going to build that even further out. But going into the granularity of it, the DroneU community helps do that. We've seen so many conversations about people having that very question of, what do I use for my website? Hey, I use this. What do I use to get my bookkeeping done and my invoicing done? And then you get all sorts of answers. Man, I like this one, and here's why. I like this one, and here's why. So many answers are in there that we are not going to have the time to go into on this podcast, because it would take about 3 days. Advice on starting is, know your market, know what you're interested in, know what you love doing, know your limitations. If you are a person who hates to interact with other people and sell yourself, frankly, you're going to struggle. I did not get that impression from you, Brian. It sounds like you're somebody who is pretty confident in themselves, and I mean that in a very positive way, and you're going to be able to, once you have all this in place, get out there and sell yourself. How do you get started? Learn to fly, right? I mean, there is this idea of MVP, most viable product, not the Patrick Mahomes version, but the, I don't know, the journeyman version. You just want to get started. And so don't overanalyze your logo. Well, your logo is important, so you want to spend some time on that. The name of your company is important, which, by the way, we go into the psychology of that in the DroneU business class. So you do want to spend some time on that, because that is going to have an evergreen effect. Changing that down the road once it's established is difficult to do. Not necessarily true for your website or some things like that. Taglines, there's a lot of different things that you can do, but you've got to be willing to sell yourself. You've got to have a good platform to sell from, but you don't want to try to make it perfect or you'll never get started. Oh man. Where else do you want to start as far as getting started with your business? No, I mean, I think one of the things that comes to mind is kind of know your community. Anytime you get started into, say, some sort of a sales business, one of the things that they'll have you do, and I think this is good old-fashioned, Paul probably did it at Aflac, I did it when we started our previous company, which is very sales-oriented, you sit down and you figure out, who do I know? So you want to spend time on that kind of thing so that you know who to go after. And you start to realize, wow, I know so-and-so, and you reach out to them and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing, and they say, oh, wow, I know so-and-so. Who knows so-and-so? That can grow exponentially. So you just want to be thinking about your circle and who you know within your community and how you're going to start to build this. The more you can think about that up front, the better. Think about who you know that can help you from a financial standpoint in terms of setting things up. That's not, I mean, those are kinds of things. Whew, when I start talking about this, it actually makes me tired because there's so much to it.
But there are strategies, though, that
there
you can essentially work on certain things and let them grow organically while you work on other things. And I think
that's
you're
true.
Really hitting a key point about networking and building relationships, which ultimately the success of your business is going to come down to the success of you and your willingness to work on your own problems. Also, it's going to come down to how you treat people and how you follow up with promises that you make and the relationships that you build. But I agree with you, Rob, is that you could be building up this network and whatnot while practicing and flying in cool locations to gather media to then help sell yourself so that you have assets to then give while you're networking.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then I think particularly early on, and this is really always going to be the case, but you need to get good at blocking your time. And this is something that we've talked about in previous podcasts as well. And it's literally the concept of time blocking, because you're going to want to make sure that you're allocating appropriate time to work on your logo and your website, in the sense of, even if you're communicating with somebody who's doing it for you, you need to make sure you're addressing that on a regular basis until it's ready and done and ready to launch, versus spending time reaching out to people, versus spending time out in the field practicing, versus spending time researching something like, say, mapping, taking a mapping class or one of our videography classes, or figuring out this particular class that Drone U or somebody else is giving is something that I want to save for and make sure I have the opportunity to go be a part of, because it's going to exponentially help me grow. And so you've got to figure those kinds of things out. But again, within the business class, there is sort of a systematic approach to this. And there are various resources that you can use. You want to make sure that you've got a good support team around you. I think you want to make sure that if you have a significant other, they're on board, because being an entrepreneur can be very difficult and challenging for a relationship, for a family. So you got to know that you're all in. You got to know that the people that are alongside you are all in. Gosh, what else? There's so much.
That's kind of an important point that you just mentioned, that the
it's
people
huge.
That are with you are all in, because if they're not, you're going to disrupt everything.
You will disrupt everything. And if you're not prepared for that, that's the kind of thing. And I don't want to be dramatic, but I've read too many stories, because I like to read about entrepreneurship and starting businesses and how that affects people's lives. There's this whole like support group for entrepreneurial widows, or I suppose entrepreneurial widowers, right? And it's a very real thing that if you're not all on board and on the same page, it can lead to very significant and difficult challenges within relationships. So that's something to be very aware of. I think the other thing is to be, in terms of advice on starting, is, and this starts to get a little bit touchy-feely, but it is very important that you know why you're doing it. And if it's just to chase a dollar, that's probably not a good reason. I am personally a person who feels like the whole concept of passion is a bit overused, at least in the context of finding what you're passionate about and then going to do that. I'm all for it, obviously, if that is something that you can make happen. And I'm not saying you shouldn't pursue that, but just don't be unrealistic about what that looks like, is what I'm saying. But that said, you do have to really love flying, for example, or you really have to love working with movie producers, or you have to really love working with contractors, or there's got to be something that drives you. You've got to love editing. You've got to love the creative process. You've got to love solving problems. You've got to love one or more of these things, the more the better, because there will come times when you want to throw in the towel. And so what is going to propel you forward when you reach that point? It is not an if, it's a when. Right. And so I know that you're asking about a lot of the logistical issues like logos and website. But based on the way you're asking the question, I just feel like there's more of a foundational approach that you need to take at this point. And feel free to reach out and go deeper into your question and say, I've already thought about this and I've thought about this. And so I've got what I feel like is a pretty good foundation. We'd love to hear about that. And then maybe we could go a little bit deeper with you in that sense. But those are some of my off-the-cuff thoughts about the question here. And I hope that's helpful. It's a big step, but man, is it worth it.
I think something that's important to mention, again, as Rob is trying to help you guys and girls understand the importance of honing in on your audience. The reason that you hone in on your audience and you figure out what type of jobs you want to work is to understand the type of people that you want to work with, to set up the regular interactions that you have in your company from day to day. Who are the people, you know, you want to be working with? And I think with that, to fully understand who you are going to be working with, it might be important to try to get your foot in the door with certain jobs to understand those people. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's why it's, you know, everyone says who's successful, in order to be successful, you have to work crazy hard and you have to be self-aware. And being part of that self-aware is being able to connect with anyone where you treat the janitor the same way as the CEO. Because at the end of the day, we're all human. But there's a second piece to that, which is understanding everyone's jobs fundamentally so that you can better connect with those people. As a drone pilot, by going, let's say, from flying real estate to commercial real estate, and then going up into like something like big land developments, those are different clients. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have different interactions, different pay scales, and different deliverables. And you may find that even though the higher paying jobs and more serious jobs are also have some of the smallest deliverable, how do I say this? The least amount of specificity in deliverables. And here's what I mean. You could have a realtor who's like, I don't like this style. I want this. And I saw this over here on MLS. And it's like, well, why didn't you show that to me before?
Yeah.
You know, versus someone when you work in industrial development, they're like, okay, here's our as-built. This is what we're building. Here's the 3D rendering of what we're trying to build. And this is what we need from you mm-hmm. so that we can overlay our ortho in this 3D environment with Revit and show our investors exactly what we're looking for. And no, we don't give a crap about the style of your drone video. Just give me an orbit in this way, you know?
And, yeah. And that may resonate with you.
And
that's
you're like,
a great
wait a
point.
Minute, I'm getting paid 5 times more for this. Like,
yeah.
You know? And that's why whenever like, I'm sorry. I have such a hard time taking any realtor seriously. Like, I'll be at a cocktail party talking to someone, and then they'll be like, oh, yeah, and I'm a realtor. And literally, like, my intellectual engagement just hits the floor. And
oh,
I'm
gosh.
Just like, oh, God. All right. It's been fun talking with you.
But to your point, without degrading or denigrating
hey,
realtors,
they're trying their best, but it's a product of the system. Okay. We're not saying anything about realtors, but rather the product of the system.
Well, yeah. And to that point, I think you've got people that are residential realtors, for example, that love working with people that are emotionally attached to the transaction and to the purpose of working together, and that is to find their forever home, or the kids are out of the house home, or whatever, that the realtor likes that interaction, where you've got other realtors that say, I don't want any part of that kind of emotional connection. I like doing commercial real estate because it's about business. And so that's a perfect example of understanding who you are and being very self-aware about that, because that's going to help you. And you know, something else that comes to mind as we're talking is, I just think about this in businesses that I've seen and people that I've been a part or connected to, and that is, they get into a situation where they love what they're doing, they're all in and they're excited about pursuing this business experience or possibility. And then they start to get some jobs, and then they start to realize that the kind of people they are working with, they're no longer enjoying it. It's sort of sucking the life out of them, but it's revenue. And I've just seen too many people get into that situation. And so the more that you can set yourself up to pursue the kind of clients that you want to work with from the beginning, the better off that you're going to be. And I know that's harder than it sounds, but at least be aware of that, and at least be aware of the idea or the truth or the fact that the kind of people that you work with are the kind of people that will be referred to you if you do a good job. So the more you work with people that you don't enjoy, whether it be the person or the work, the more of that you're probably going to get connected to, because that's just the way the world works. And it doesn't mean you can't in time branch out, but that's going to happen naturally. And so that can actually be discouraging. So I guess the point is, think about all these things up front. Take the time to really contemplate who you are, what your strengths and weaknesses are, why you want to do it, what motivates you, how you're going to emphasize those strengths. I'm a big believer in focusing on what we're already good at and becoming excellent at it, as opposed to working really, really hard to improve on the things that I'm not as good at. And because there's been various philosophies on that and different theories on that and different perspectives. And I've sort of evolved in the last several years on that, because I always thought, man, I've got this weakness. I really need to get better at it. And the more I've thought about it, the more I've thought about, nope, that weakness I can just set aside. And for example, if it's, I don't even know what it is, but maybe I can have somebody else do that for me while I go do what I'm good at, right? So understanding all that is very, very powerful as you begin to move forward in your business.
Whew. Now, all right, you made a point, and then I was going to interrupt you, but you kept going. So one of the things that you talked about after I spoke last was the fact that it's better to understand the differentiation of the audience and setting boundaries. Mm. You can still isolate audiences and work within boundaries. And I give the example of someone like Matt Neal. Drone, you remember?
Yeah.
He has been filming real estate now for like 6 years. He did something like, I think he told me last time I saw him getting coffee, he did something like 272 houses.
Wow.
And if you think about it, he's working for some of the hardest demographics out there.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super needy, very low education rate, very opinionated. So that being said, what he did is he set up boundaries, and he said, these are my packages. This is what I will do. The difference between me and everyone is I deliver consistently and on time. And that's what he did. And he focused just on that. Mm-hmm. And he's got a killer business.
He does.
It's not always about the who, but rather the why and the how. Don't ever forget that.
It is.
Don't ever also look, you know, we talk about this in the business course, but the step one of formulating your business is understanding, look, business does one of two things. It sells a service or a product, period. What are you doing? Are you selling a service or are you selling a product? Who is that going to? You may have to try different drone jobs to fully understand the gamut of these audiences and who you're going to serve, to fully understand who you want to serve and what you want to work within. Frankly, I enjoyed going super deep into all these different drone rabbit holes, because now I fully understand the three main facets of drone flying: photography, photogrammetry, and videography, and how those play into inspections, how a simple video can be put in a program and get information about how a vehicle is moving at a certain rate of speed. I mean, there is an unbelievable amount of data that's coming out of these drones, and we have literally, literally scratched the first scratch on our scratcher. We have a long way to go, and you know how tedious it is to scratch those scratchers.
I'm very aware.
With that, though, I really do think, you know, if you have these questions, and whether you're building your business, working on your business, whatever it is, and I know now is the time of year that people are working on their business, you need to write down this year, what is your strategy? Who are you going to serve? What are the drone jobs that you want to do? Who are those people? How do you attract them? What are those people like? What is going to speak to them?
Yeah. And back to Matt, which is a great example, and it's really been cool to see him be so successful with his business. His wife's a realtor.
I was going to leave that out of the conversation.
No, I think it's important, though.
Okay, well,
and I don't say it to take away from what he's accomplished, but to say he saw an opportunity and there was a door and he went through that door and made the most of it, right?
He
understood his environment, the paradigm that he existed in, and he said, hey, I like drones. I like photography. I think he started with photography, and then, as a lot of people did, brought drones into it. And I'm thinking he might have even been doing real estate photography before he started flying drones, right?
He was.
So he just sort of added that to his tool belt. But that said, he took advantage of that door that was open for him, or that was there for him, that he then opened up by understanding his situation, which is what we should all do, right?
Agreed. I could not agree more. There's so much in this. Business is one of those things where you have to start with, one, the belief that you have a lot to learn, but that you can learn it. You're not going to all learn it in 1 year or 10. It's going to be a process of learning, and just you have to be okay with that. You have to learn how to learn. meaning you have to understand the entertainment versus information equation. How can you expect to better yourself if every time you go home, you're just watching TV or you're with the kids? You're not gamifying something for your kids to bond and learn. You're not listening to podcasts in the car. What is your education versus information ratio? And then from there, you have to believe in yourself. You've got to explore. You've got to practice. And again, you just have to be willing to work harder than anyone else. And you have to be willing to be flexible and work on yourself more than anyone else. Because I personally believe that you will own the business will only be as good as you are as a person, which is an extreme struggle for me. I have a lot to work on. I have a lot to work on. I have so much to work on. It's actually not even funny. Sometimes it's overwhelming because while many of you may think that I'm and Rob are phenomenal business people, what about at home? What about the balance they're in? What about finding that balance? What about how you treat certain groups of people? What about breaking social norms because you know one way is the right way, even though society thinks something is different? You have to be willing to understand that normal is awful. And you have to be willing to be okay with not being normal. Just like Elon Musk said, you have to be willing to be misunderstood for decades, and then everyone's going to sing your praises left and right and ask you how you did it. And you're going to look at them blindly and say, you watched me do it the whole time and disagreed with me the whole way.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Sorry. That one just kind of touched my heart a little bit.
A little emotional.
There's a lot to learn.
I think what you're seeing, though, in that is that being an entrepreneur and starting and running and being a part of a business is it's a deep thing. It's a deep thing. You know, I mean, it becomes a part of your life in a very significant way. And so definitely be aware of that.
Rob, grateful to be here with you and learn the business acumen along the way.
Me too. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
It's also, it's been hard and it's been good. So I mean that in the most positive of ways.
Well, and we grow the most through difficulties and trials, right? I wish it weren't that way.
But we're human.
But it is.
Typically, we won't change until there's some drastic problem.
Yeah. It's reality.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Droneo.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.